Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bray Haven of Cattlemen's Congress. We're back with Bray to talk about the 2022 show in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Pen and paper or complicated programs? There's an easier way. Hear how Performance Beef has helped Greg Williams simplify his cattle operation.
Before I switched to Performance Beef, it was an absolute circus. It was a cobbled up pen and paper, didn't know where I was setting, mess. I know on a day in, day out basis what my break even is, how many cattle I've lost, what my feed cost is. On a daily basis, I know I can print that report page and I know exactly where I'm setting that day.
Cattle producers like Greg are saving time and boosting accuracy with Performance Beef. Are you ready to start?
For someone that's on the fence, thinking about switching, just pull the trigger. It is a flat-out game changer to know exactly where you're at.
Reduce the guesswork. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo.
We're talking with Bray Haven. Bray is the Executive Vice President of the Cattlemen's Congress, coming up real quick, a little over a month away now, is when we'll get the first of those shows going. And right now, right this instant, we've got entries open, so folks can need to get online and start looking and getting those entries in. Right, Bray?
Yes, sir. Entries opened up November 1st. They are open through November 19th. We will extend that for a late entry fee through December 3rd, but really, if you've got cattle that you're planning on bringing, you need to get those entered by November 19th.
Now, tell me a little bit about things that are a little different than the first ever show that we had in January of this year. What's going to happen a little bit different in January 2022?
Yeah, so we've got some exciting plans for 2022, second annual Cattlemen's Congress here in Oklahoma City. We've added a few breeds. Four or five additional breeds wanted to come show. I'm excited that they're going to come be a part. We're going to try to have all the open shows over in the Jim Norick Arena. So most days we're going to have almost four shows every single day. We'll have the split ring in the Jim Norick Arena again. So you'll have two shows going on at once. And then most days we'll have a show in the morning and show in the afternoon. So four shows. And then most days we'll also have a pin cattle shows, so pin of heifers, pin of bulls. Those shows, each breed will have their own respective pin show.
Bray says we're expecting that part of Cattlemen's Congress to grow, and he says for cattle producers here in the region,
come out and check out what's going on. There's cattle for everyone here. There's cattle from all over the country. Just come see this. It's an amazing event.
Bray says we learned things at the first Cattlemen's Congress, things that'll be helpful for exhibitors this second time around.
A few of the other additions that we've done, we've started working on some additional electricity in Barn 4. Some of that's done. We're hoping that we'll get to that. COVID supply chain issues have caused that to be delayed a little bit, but we do have some of that done. Brand new lights in Barn 4 and 5, where a lot of the cattle are stalled.
I know what, counting the number of breeds, we're over 20 breeds now.
Over 20 breeds, I think 24 total. Some additional breeds that didn't come last year were excited and wanted to be a part of it. Almost the day that we shut down, we ended the show last year, we were getting calls from other breeds that didn't come, and we want to be a part next year because of what they heard from their peers in the industry, and I think that speaks for itself.
Tell me a little bit about now. You've got obviously trade show. You've got the all the various actual shows of the various breeds. We've also got a lot of the breeds having sales as well.
Yeah. We've added a few additional sales as well. I think we're around 15 cattle sales. About every afternoon and every evening, there'll be a sale on the grounds. You could look at our website. We've got all those sales up. If people are interested in putting some cattle in those sales, we've got contact information on our website for that. But there's a sale about every afternoon and every evening. So,
and there's, I think, you know, last year we saw several different venues be utilized across Oklahoma City. So you've got that again this year as well.
Yeah, there's a few breeds. We'll have some events, whether it be at hotels. I think there'll be a couple sales out at the Heritage Place. Fantastic venue and partner of ours. So I think it's going to be great. There's going to be a lot going on in Oklahoma City, not just at the fairgrounds, but the breeds kind of have a few events off-site. So come to Oklahoma City, stay the night, stay through the weekend, whatever you want to do. Come experience it all, because there's something for everyone here.
Bray Haven on Cattlemen's Congress. Cattlemen's Congress happening the 2nd through the 15th of January 2022. All the information available at cattlemenscongress.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture, like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.